In a high-tech world where people have ever-increasing courage to sit behind a screen and dole out opinions without consequence, comes three heroes prepared to fight back through the safety of our microphones and digital airwaves. You've got one star for us? Well, we've got three stars for you. Here comes Three Stars Podcast, ready to dish it out.
I accidentally overstep boundaries half the time, so.
People be getting shot and stabbed there all the time. That sounds like a good fucking time. Like,
yo, he does look totally fucking sketch. He looks like he'll kill you.
La 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 la.
It's like, we're trying to fucking do drugs in here, man.
Moist. See, now your day can only get better. Beta out.
The pits of despair. Don't even think trying to...
Don't even think I'm trying to escape. Welcome to Three Stars Podcast. Thought I'd go with something different and unusual.
Was that Princess Bride?
What
yes!
Was
it? Yeah, buddy.
Good job!
I literally was just talking about this movie.
Only the greatest movie of all time.
I know. Fencing
and fighting.
True love. Is this a kissing book? Oh, such a great movie. Welcome to Three Stars Podcast, everybody. Thank you very much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate every single one of you. I am one of your hosts, Samantha, and I'm here with my two beautiful broasts, Brad and Bill.
Beta Ray Bill.
Oh, man.
We've dropped that one before, though, I think.
Yeah, but it fits.
Yeah, I know. I've been sitting on it this whole time.
And I'm Brad. Hey.
Hey.
Bill has all these lovely, quirky nicknames, and
I
Brad
told you, there is nothing good about being named Brad.
Do you want to go by Marshall then?
I don't know, maybe.
Marshall? Marshall!
We went and we saw that movie the other day.
What movie?
And there was a Brad. The Brad was the...
American Underdog.
Was American Underdog.
It was actually good.
And Brad was the terrible ex-husband
in that movie too.
That's about fucking Kurt Warner, isn't it?
Yeah.
It was a good
movie. Shazam! That's why you went and saw it.
That doesn't sound like a movie you guys would be into. I'm like, what?
And that was the funny thing is when we saw the preview and Samantha was like, I want to go see that movie. I'm like, not because it's about Kurt Warner.
No, it's because it's got Zachary Levi in it. Hello, I love you, marry me. I'm still single. So here we are, another episode.
I'm right here.
Wow.
Oh, sorry, my bad.
You know, let me tell you something. Marry me instead.
He's a beautiful man.
One sexy motherfucker.
He is. He's a beautiful man inside and out. Good person.
Not Kurt Warner. I mean, he's
Kurt Warner's good too. Yep. Yeah.
No.
Zachary Levi. All right. We digress. Today, we're going to be talking about a nightclub here in Denver that was notorious for violent bouncers, violent customers, and an owner who just didn't really seem to care about any of that. And now, how it has finally been shut down. And that nightclub, my friends, is Beta. Beta Nightclub downtown in Lodo has finally been shut down.
Good riddance.
Yeah, due to the fact that...
It has been a long time coming.
Yep. It has been. I mean, no joke, when I first moved to Cap Hill area, which was back in like 2011, 2012, I knew of Beta, but didn't really hear much about it until the last 5-6 years and just how...
Yeah.
I mean, shooting after shooting after shooting, you know, in Beta, outside of Beta, just horrible, horrible, horribleness. So
I don't even know what the count was, but I think in the last 3 years,
No,
I think in the last 3 years, they had three shootings. And it's wild when it happened, like, just coming out of the pandemic, all of a sudden there were shootings.
That's what I was going to say. Like, I feel like this area, wherever Native, or I'm sorry, no, that was a Freudian slip, Beta is, it's like that's always where the fucking violence is, the gang violence.
Right.
You
know, like,
yep.
No, and, right. And we were always scared working over at Howl at the Moon.
Because it's right
because
there.
Because we're only like 2 blocks away from Beta.
Yeah.
That's how I felt about Native. And like, I don't owe them fucking anything, but like, even we were doing shady shit during the fucking quarantine, but Beta was like not even trying. They were like packing that place
hiding,
out.
Yeah, they weren't hiding it whatsoever. Right.
No, it was like tarantulas. They were doing the same thing.
Just did not give a fuck.
Didn't care.
People doing blow in the bathrooms and everything.
And I know that.
Better share.
Yeah. I mean, I know that when Howl at the Moon had been scouting for a new location, I just kept thinking, please not near Beta. Please not near Beta.
Yeah, that would have been really scary. Please make sure to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and any podcast platform that you find us on. Go ahead and leave us a review. Let us know what you think of us. Our last episode, oh man, Haley, golly. If you want to tell us what your thoughts are about us, please leave us a review. Yeah. Anybody else? Go ahead. We've had a couple of reviews. I posted one of our anonymous reviews on Instagram. Thank you very much to you, anonymous sir. I thoroughly enjoyed reading your review.
How do you
appreciate
know it's a
it.
Sir if it's anonymous?
Well, because I actually know who wrote it, but sorry. And we also have another review that was actually posted on our Anchor. Was that where it was?
No, it was on Apple Podcasts.
Apple Podcasts?
Yep.
A really great review that I'm going to be putting up on our Instagram as well. So thank you. I appreciate all of you writing about us, giving us your thoughts, your input about us, how we can improve, how you think we're the best thing out there defending the service industry. We love it. Please send more. Make sure you hit that subscribe button too when you listen to us on any podcast. Gentlemen, before we go ahead and...
what was that?
Gentlemen,
oh,
before we go...
What
did
I
you
heard.
Think I said?
I don't know.
Where are you at?
I don't know.
Before we go ahead and spin this shit, we're going to start with a happy hour conversation. Brad, what are we drinking today for happy hour?
We're going virgin again. Bill does have some driving to do.
Maya.
He did come up to us and he definitely prefers to not partake and drive. And
smart thinking.
Right, that is smart.
I don't like to give the cops any more than they already have to work with.
Right. So we're drinking soda, and this is from Rocky Mountain Soda Company.
Cool beans.
And
cool beans.
Are they local?
They are local to Colorado, and I am actually, I know that we've talked about them before. Mm-hmm. I don't think we've talked about them on the show mm-hmm. before, mm-mm. but I know that you and I have talked mm-hmm. about them on a few occasions mm-hmm. and you did go and you bought some of their flavors.
Actually, no, I did not buy any of these flavors that we have in the house.
Oh, you didn't?
No, a former coworker of Carrie and I, more so Carrie, my sister Carrie, Andrew, shout out to Andrew. Whoop whoop. He was a chef in the kitchen of where I work. He actually works there now, and he gave a whole bunch of free stuff to Carrie, and Carrie passed it on to us. So.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, thanks.
It was really sweet. So thank you, Andrew, for that.
They just make soda, or they make other stuff?
They make CBD soda as well, which their CBD stuff is really good.
I'm into it.
Yeah, it's really good. So, but yes, they are a non-GMO, all natural, you know, no corn syrup.
Vegan,
gluten-free soda company.
Give me some of that meat soda.
It's vegetarian. Vegan.
Some Worcestershire soda.
Non-GMO.
Non-GMO. They are really good though. So yeah, that's what we're going to be talking about later
today.
No
shellfish.
No shellfish.
They are kosher.
They are shellfish though, because... Never mind. I don't know. All right. Shall we go ahead and move forward with Behind Bars with Bill?
Well, I actually am deferring to my notes. They're not distilled and neat and tidy as I'd like them, but I'm going to talk about cancel culture because this is an example of cancel culture.
See, who has a problem talking now in this episode? Mm-hmm.
Anyways, it's this example of cancel culture actually doing the right thing. And I mean, I have no love for that area of town, really. I mean, you got fucking View House over there. You got Beta. You got Native. And the Native can kiss my ass. They did finally pay my friend like a fuck ton of money, though, because he's super.
Oh, really?
Good. Yeah.
Good.
And he got paid. He just went on vacation. I don't know where. Someplace for palm trees. But yeah, shout out Beazle.
Palm Springs,
where you love LA.
Love
LA?
The vibe.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
That's so gritty down there.
But this, I think, you know, like I especially when we started, I was concerned about getting canceled because I like to shoot from the hip and that can get you in trouble sometimes when you don't fucking censor yourself. But this is like, this needed to happen. You know, like you have a responsibility to your community. Shout out to the last episode. Like you can't just be doing that. And like, and he had it. I definitely got the impression that with all the violence that was going on and that has been going on, like we all know we're like Beta, fuck that. No thanks. Like, but it's just kind of, it's kind of ridiculous to just, you know, I believe I saw a quote, something along the lines of, you know, I'm doing the best I can with what I was given. What you were given is a killer spot downtown to fucking make an obscene amount of money, and you can't even follow COVID protocols. Or from one of the articles that I read, it said that an undercover officer got through security with a weapon on him. So, I mean, like,
you can't even keep your staff safe.
Yeah. So I'm not going to work in that fucking joint. And how dare you? You know what I mean? And I guarantee to you, the female staff is probably not, you know, wearing a fucking button up shirt and a tie. So, like, this is your, not only are you, like, just kind of taking a big old fat shit on already a questionable area of town, but now you're also, like, putting your employees at risk. I bet these guys aren't making fucking, they're not getting 401ks. They're not having house insurance. I bet you, like, it just, this is what was the direct quote? Get rid of the elitist bullshit in Denver and get back to your roots or something like that. I'm paraphrasing, mm-hmm. but like, mm-hmm. this needed to happen. Like, fuck you. See you never, dude. Like, I kind of hope I don't want to name names, or like, it's all online, but
you,
like,
can look it up.
And I hope he doesn't establish another business, like another bar. Cause I mean, if I learned anything, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that I don't think that they'll issue him a liquor license anywhere. Right? I mean, it could always go through a partnership or something like that. But yeah, I don't think that they would ever issue him another liquor license.
It's just crazy to me, especially after the last 2 years, you know, like, it's like, to just not give a fuck still. Like, it's like, it's appalling. That's a turd in the punch bowl, in my opinion. I'm trying to think what else is over there. Like, I feel like Summit's there, which I love Summit.
You've got Haters. You've got the Sports Column. Yeah, like, honestly,
a lot of the rest of the block is great.
One Up.
It was the Summit. The Summit used to be something else, and there was a shooting there. It was a pretty famous one. I can't remember all the details, but
that was a long time ago, because it's been Summit for a good long time.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah. I was just there. I just saw Atreyu there.
Atreyu, yeah.
Artex. Atreyu was the kid. I just watched that movie last month, and I swear to God, like, it gets me every time. The Swamp of Sadness, dude.
Don't let the thoughts consume you.
I know. But this is a good thing. This is like separating the wheat from the chaff, right? Did I say that right?
Yes.
Yeah. So this kind of shit needs to go. So proprietors that actually give a fuck about the community can move in and build up that area of town, because it's where they got Dirt Spentley's fucking rodeo bar and grill or some shit over there now.
Someone actually, I didn't even know, but someone just came in the other night and told me, oh, that place was great.
Well, it's brand new. I would hope it would be fucking great.
Is that where Lodo's was?
Yep. Yeah.
Or is that right next to View House?
Or Cowboy Lounge?
Cowboy Lounge is across the street. I don't think it's anything yet.
Lodo's is here. Cowboy Lounge is here.
Right.
So it's in the old Lodo's location?
I thought it was Cowboy Lounge. I just saw a picture of it.
Just dropped Andrea off at work the other day. Let me Google this.
Shout out.
So you were saying that it's an example of cancel culture doing the right thing, but honestly, it's not even, I don't even think that it's cancel culture, right? Cancel culture would assume that, you know, this guy's doing something that's not even necessarily considered bad by all.
He said a bad word.
Or he's trying to speak his mind. This is more of, you know, you were behaving badly.
Yeah.
Right? And it finally caught up with you.
Yeah, you're not upholding. You're into the social contract,
right? And I'm honestly really surprised that it took this long. I can't fucking believe it. They had shut down themselves for a very long time in order to do a massive remodel.
See, I thought they changed locations, but they remodeled. Because I'm like, am I fucking high?
They remodeled because they split it and they opened up two separate concepts. They reopened Beta. And then they,
which has always sucked, in my opinion. Beta's always sucked.
I've never been in there, honestly.
Pretty sure.
I mean, I was always honest, like, no shit. I was too scared.
Yeah.
Because, you know, mm-hmm. there was this shooting, mm-hmm. and then there was this shooting. And then, you know, if you're drawing the kind of crowd that creates shootings, it actually blows my mind that place didn't die from the shootings. Because usually, a place, like, if a place has a shooting, that's it. No one goes there anymore.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Right?
Like, why would you?
A place would run out of business just because of that. But I would avoid that area. Like, if I had to walk anywhere around there after work or whatnot on a Friday or Saturday, mm-mm. I would walk blocks to walk around that block, because I absolutely did not want to be in that area given the amount of violence that was always taking place over there.
It is Dirk's Bentley Whiskey Row that is now in Lodo's spot.
So it is Lodo. That's crazy because the building looks different. Like
they demolished the entire building
and rebuilt.
Gutted it and rebuilt.
Why would you do? You have a rooftop patio. Like why would you?
They
do that?
Made
they
a
probably
new one.
Just put a new one there.
They put a new one in. So there's a smaller. It's more. There's
it
like
it looks smaller.
It look the rooftop is outside part is smaller. Because
they must
they
have had a really special exemption from the city in order to be able to do that, because that building had, remember that side room bar that it had?
That is still there. The whorehouse is still there.
Oh, it is?
Yep.
Okay.
They did not get to tear it down. Yep.
Okay. Because it's a historical landmark or what?
Yep.
Good for you. Yeah. Good for you, whores.
Yep. Whores. You whores.
Whores. Duvors. anyway, but you're right. Like it's, like long time coming on this.
Yeah, 100%. Like it's, I remember walking by there during COVID and it just being packed the fuck out. And I quick walk by, right. You know, I'm like, but yeah, man, fuck this guy. He got what was coming to him. He made absolutely no effort. And that you get what you get, you know, you earned it. You deserve this.
But my question is, why did it take so long for the city to shut him down? You know, we finally see, you know, what he deserves. Finally see it. But
this is the first time this type of action was taken by the city since 2017, the closure of Cheeky Monk, which I feel like I've never heard of that place.
Cheeky Monk?
Cheeky Monk?
Yeah. They were very beer centric.
And it says that the state shut them down.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I have no idea why.
That's what this article says.
So I think that we should move into the main course, right? Samantha, we should go ahead and read this review that you pulled up.
Yeah. So there were quite a few. Okay. Let me first say this. I went to Yelp, their actual website, and I typed in Beta Nightclub and it doesn't pop up anymore. It's no longer on Yelp. I had to go. Yep. I know it was the weirdest thing. I had to go to my search engine at the top of my internet page and type in Beta Nightclub Yelp reviews. And then the reviews popped up. The Yelp page popped up.
Interesting.
It was very strange. But there are a lot of reviews, you know, good and bad. But the one that, you know, I chose to use, you know, it just proves that this place should not have been open whatsoever. There were other reviews that I read about the bouncers and bar staff being misogynistic to customers.
I don't
and
doubt that.
Bullying customers and making harassing customers, making them feel uncomfortable. But I chose this one just because if you have a nightclub that is notorious for shootings, it should not be open. Like it should not be running whatsoever. So, this is a 1-star Yelp from May of 21 by Cindy L. It is an updated review. I have the original review on here too, for Beta Nightclub, which had 3 stars overall in Denver, Colorado. So the original review was back in April. And this is what it says. Multiple shootings here every couple of months. Tonight, there were 14 gunshots out front. I saw one woman with half her head blown off. This is a garbage club ran by garbage people. And then the updated review in May, another mass shooting tonight. Only 2 killed. Come here if you don't care about the people who have dodged their bullets on a weekly basis. Come here and support their violence.
So this person went there twice.
Apparently so.
Or no.
They could have just been in the area.
Yeah. I'm guessing that the updated review, they weren't actually there. They probably just heard about the shooting.
Mm-hmm. The first one, it sounds like she was there because I saw one woman with half her head blown off.
Right. And then she didn't go. She just heard about, I'm assuming that that's the case.
You know, with a situation like that, how are you able to stay open?
I don't understand it.
Like,
that whole area downtown, like when I worked there, it straight up smelled like piss because the bums.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's a whole nother thing, but it's just dangerous, man.
And that's the thing. You have a dangerous club right here. where the owner obviously does not care that his staff harass customers and physically abuse customers and don't really care about customer service. And not only that, you have an owner who doesn't seem to give a shit that people are being shot in front of his club or in his club, or that guns are being brought into his club. And again, why did it take this long for him to get shut down? You know, this is ridiculous. This should not be happening whatsoever.
It is really interesting that it would take that long, right? Because I mean, this is not just two shootings a month apart, you know, back in April, May. This is over the years. And actually, I didn't realize that there were two back to back there, because I already knew about two previous from when I was working at Hal. Because if it happened, we found out immediately, because like I said, we're only two blocks away.
Right.
And so, bad news travels fast.
Yeah.
Yep.
So it's mind-blowing that the city would take that long to go through the investigation process.
Yeah.
You know, they had some instances where maybe they had suspensions or maybe they had other things going on. But it is mind-blowing that it would take that long. It's like, hey, this is now a constant problem. We should put some undercover people in there and see what happens. And looking at the article, Samantha, you shared the article from the denverchannel.com.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at.
And
Vellantes Corleone's, like, come on. Like, you know what you're saying. Like,
yeah. So in it, it says Denver authorities began the process of revoking Beta's license this summer after an undercover police investigation revealed several safety violations, including the hiring of unlicensed security guards, failing to keep people from bringing weapons into the venue, and failing to control the crowds inside its building, according to an August 31st Denver Post report. Additionally, a series of nearby shootings over the past year has forced the Denver Police Department to beef up its presence in lower downtown, especially after hours when bars and clubs let out. And I can attest to that.
I've seen it.
Because every time I leave downtown, I mean, streets are closed off. They're filtering the crowd to leave downtown in a specific way. They have people pulled over regularly. I mean, there are a lot of police down in that area now after hours.
I don't have a lot of love for the fuzz, but like in this particular case, I'm like, this needs to happen, dude. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, this is where
I'm reading this article. It says it felt like the city was trying to establish a pattern, any pattern that they possibly could, to push this nightclub out of the area. Well, yeah. I mean, you could say that they're establishing a pattern.
Right. Well, and here's an interesting thing from, it's basically the very next part of this article is the Denver City Councilwoman Candy Kutabaka, I'm not really sure how to pronounce this, who represents the district where the club is located, said she thinks the club was targeted. Quote, there were some incidents that happened in a parking structure that was separate from their nightclub.
Yeah, but who's parked in that parking structure?
Right. So she goes on to say the club should be responsible for what happens inside the club, but not outside the premises. That's true. However, she then goes on to say, like, it felt like the city was trying to establish a pattern, any pattern, that they possibly could push this nightclub out of that area. Let me tell you something. That sounds like the rationale of someone who's been paid off.
Yep.
Right?
That is correct.
Because either that or she's not looking at the entire history of the area of the club. Because I'll tell you what, you don't hear about shootings and haters. You don't hear about shootings at 1UP. You don't hear about bar fights and all that stuff from all of those other area bars on that block. And yet, here we are.
I fucking love
once
the 1UP.
Again. Beta.
Well, it says a few paragraphs up that he did pay off, or he bribed.
He tried to bribe cops.
Bribed police officers to help him with his legal case. So yeah, it sounds like
some shady shit.
The was paid a bit to kind of be like, turn a blind eye, blah blah blah. You know what? What really is saddening about all of this is his quote of, I am guilty of nothing except trying to do the best with what I could with what I was given. And that's a cockamamie
That's comment bullshit.
Right there. Dude, you did not try to do the best with anything. You are a uncaring person who just wanted to make money, and you did not care if that meant lives were executed in, outside of your club.
I mean, you can absolutely... Yeah, like if you're going to do the best, then you would hire the best security staff.
Yep. Right.
Right. You would.
That's where it all starts.
You would be wanding people.
Yep.
You would have a dress code. The security you would
absolutely
measures.
Have a dress code.
Yeah. Right. You put in the security measures that you need to make sure that violence does not happen in your club.
Right.
And if violence happens in your club, then you figure out why. And you make steps to make sure it doesn't happen again.
Correct.
You know, we went through a series, I don't know, at Howl at the Moon, where it seemed like there'd be a fight and then there'd be another fight and there'd be another fight. It's like, what the hell's going on? Well, it turned out that we had a couple of security staff who were a little hot-headed and didn't know how to defuse the situation themselves.
I've seen that happen.
Yeah. So what happened? We got rid of those security staff. We hired new staff and that problem went away. We would go months and months and months and months and months without having to deal with any sort of altercation in the building.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say he did not do his best with what he was given.
He's not trying to be his best self.
No,
he didn't care at all. I also think this councilwoman would be more likely, if she represents that area, wouldn't you want, let's just say for argument's sake, that this bar was targeted. If you were going to target any bar in that area, it's going to be either that one or View House.
That's what I said. View House or Native, if Native is even still open.
Yeah. I mean, well, Native is even like a few blocks more over, right?
But I think those three are like the biggest culprits.
Sure. So, but if you were going to, then you would look at that one where that's the shootings are right there.
Yeah.
Right.
The shootings aren't right outside View House. There has been one.
Yeah, there's a parking structure right across the street.
Right. So, I mean, but I would think that if you're the councilwoman who's representing that area, that you would want for this type of establishment that obviously draws the wrong kind of crowd and draws violence to the area to be shut down and leave. I don't want this. I don't want this in the area that I want my constituents to be protected and to feel safe in the areas that they live and play in.
I mean, fucking that area downtown, period. Like, I don't know. Like, I haven't been down there for a minute.
Yeah.
But.
Well, like I said, I mean, I'm still two blocks away from there. And so.
Did they clean up the homelessness around fucking View House? Not at all?
No.
Dude, there was this guy that was across the street that had power. I swear to God, like it had like strobe lights and fucking music playing. He's homeless. I'm like, that looks like a fucking festival to me. Like,
that's the after party.
Yeah, that's a little different. Like that's not, oh, we're down on our luck and we just need, help.
Yeah, helping hand.
That's a choice.
Yep. Yeah, I'm glad that Beta has been permanently closed.
I am too.
You know, we don't need that. Although I did speak to my sister who works at View House right around the corner, and told her that Beta shut down, and my poor sister said, "Great."
Yeah, because all that trash is going to go to View House now.
All that trash is going to go to View House. All those people that they have.
Yep.
They have kept out and have now gone to Beta are now going to come back. And you know, that scares me because my sister works there. My sister heard a shooting in front of View House this past summer and it just shook her to the core.
You hear what you're asking of people just to go to fucking work? Like, come on. Like,
right.
You shouldn't be subjected to that. You should really have better standards. If you want to do the best you can with what you are given, then you need to think about your, as you said, Bill, your community and who's around there. You're putting everybody else on that block at risk. You really are. And that's not helping your community whatsoever. That's a huge bummer and scare now. And something that's now put on my radar is that, you know, there are all these people that cause all these problems. They're now going to go back over to View House.
Well, on the other side of that coin, too, all the employees. I mean, I don't think they're going to have an issue getting a fucking job anywhere, but still, like, all these people are out of a job now.
Yep. That's true, too. Yeah.
You know, one of the things that that your sister did say, and I hope that it continues to be true, is that they have been putting more effort into keeping the bad elements out of View House.
Good.
That they've been doing work, they've been doing specific things, you know, with their security staff and training them a little differently, and
they should
and helping to change up like different themes of days and nights and things that they do.
Good.
To just not draw, you know, the type of people that go out and not
looking for trouble.
Well, I was gonna say not even that they're necessarily looking for trouble, but the second that anything comes up,
they are.
I mean, I've known some seriously hot-headed people who just seriously cannot walk away, drunk or sober, can't walk away from a situation because all of a sudden, you know, they got to be the big dick in the room.
Right. But even to your core, what you just said, they are looking for trouble, because if you cannot control your emotions and your temper, especially, you always have it in the back of your mind. I'm going to fuck you up. I'm going to fuck you up. If you have to walk out of the house with your blade hidden or your gun hidden.
Right.
But you're not looking for trouble?
No.
That's an oxymoron. Yeah. You know, you are looking for trouble. Okay. Hmm. So what are we going to rate, Beta?
Well, they 86.
They already 86 They're done. Themselves. Yeah. So.
Congratulations, you 86 yourself.
Shut the fuck down.
See ya.
All right. Okay, well, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll come right back with some happy hour.
We work in bars that get 3 stars. I'm not your minion. Fuck your opinion. Fuck your 3 stars. Hey.
And we're back. Hey, what time is it?
It's the Three Stars Podcast Happy Hour. It's the Three Stars Podcast Happy Hour.
It's the Three Stars Podcast Happy Hour. Let's get our soda on. What are we drinking today, Brad?
Yeah, we are drinking the Rocky Mountain Soda Company Peaches and Cream is what we're drinking.
Well, hopped up on Mountain Dew.
What is that, D12? Peaches and Cream. Ding. No, you don't know that song?
No. What is that?
Well, you go ahead and talk, and I'll find it for you.
I know the millions of peaches.
Nope, go ahead. I will find it for you. Talk about Rocky Mountain.
So once again, we did do back-to-back episodes, so we did need to go sober style on the second episode. And Samantha, like she said, had some of these sodas that, honestly, I am constantly sick and tired of the big brand name sodas with all the horrible fake ingredients in them. I mean, like, we drink them all the time because that's what every bar carries. And so if you drink a soda, that's what you're drinking. But I really like the companies out there like Boylan's, like Rocky Mountain Soda mm-hmm. Company, who use all natural ingredients. I do think that they go a little overboard on their descriptions, right? Like, if you look at their quality ingredients for what they use, they use sparkling Colorado water, vegan cane sugar, natural flavors and extracts, and non-GMO citric acid. And then they go on to say, you know, like right on the can, that it's gluten-free, vegan, no GMOs, all natural. In the descriptions on their website, they say that it's kosher. I mean, it's like,
okay. Checking all the boxes.
Yeah,
there.
Checking all the boxes. I think, like, even if you don't necessarily have to. But at the same time, you're making sure that you appeal to the groups and the crowds, you know, the Colorado granolas
or all the people out
the
there
works.
Or the
that just don't know any better. And so you're kind of mocking them.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Or, I mean, or it's like, hey, who's our demographic, right? Like, the people who want to lead a slightly healthier lifestyle and don't want those additives and crap in them.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, I think that they do it right by saying these things. I I didn't know that there was such thing as a non-vegan cane sugar, though. I don't really...
Yeah, I didn't, like, I didn't know about that either.
It's a cannibalistic cane sugar.
I guess. I don't really know how that works. It could be that when cane sugar is processed, maybe there's something that goes into it that... Yeah, who knows, right? But not this.
Not this stuff.
Not this stuff. So I do really like the options. Of course, you know, you tend to pay a little bit more for that that quality. But I also prefer, like, versus high fructose corn syrup, I much prefer, you know, a natural sugar.
Yeah.
Some animal-derived bone char is used to refine cane sugar.
Oh, hey, look at that.
It is often considered to not to be a non-vegan product. However, only the refined variety of cane sugar is typically non-vegan. There you go.
Thanks, Bill.
It's
Okay, so they're not making fun of...
That is interesting.
Anybody out there?
I want to know what kind of bones.
Yeah.
Someone wore a shirt the other day that said, oh, it was Matt. He wore a shirt that said, nobody drinks from the skulls of their enemy anymore, and I'm sick and tired of it.
That is actually a huge issue, I think.
So anyway, yeah, I mean, like, one of our kiddos really, he loves Coca-Cola and he loves Sprite. And all those things, and those are the ones that you tend to go for, right? Mm-hmm. They're cheap.
Yep.
They're the McDonald's of the soda world, mm-hmm. and so you do tend to go for them. And there's that draw for it, but at the same time, these other ones, like, they have all sorts of different flavors that you also wouldn't think to go for because it's not a Sprite or a Coke or just a regular.
When was the last time you had a peach soda?
Yeah, peach soda, or they also have prickly pear. They have birch beer.
Elderberry. Blackberry.
They do have a root beer. So, I mean...
Two different types of blackberry. Or they have a black... Sorry, not blackberry, but they have a black cherry and a blackberry. My apologies.
I wonder
ginger
if this,
beer.
I could
they have all sorts of good stuff.
Yeah, I mean, so... And they have...
Lemon
they
limeade?
Have a, they have a cola. They have a black cherry, and I love black cherry soda.
Black cherry anything.
We should try some of that.
Black cherry soda.
Centennial orange cream. I love how all of their labels, all of their branding, it's Colorado.
That's cool.
Palisade peaches and cream, Pike's Peak prickly pear, Boulder birch beer, Old Centennial orange cream, Rocky Mountain root beer.
Is that a badger on the black cherry one?
It might be, yeah. Breckenridge blackberry. All these different local Colorado names, Colorado Buena Vista Black Cherry. Yeah, that is a badger.
They also, for any bar owners or bar managers out there who are looking to do an alternative to working with Coke or Pepsi or something like that, they do offer fountains and soda gun options. There was actually a bar that I used to work where we had Boylan's on our soda gun.
Oh, cool.
Dude.
Yeah.
How great is that?
It was awesome.
I would give myself the diabetes. Like.
Well, but high fructose corn syrup is worse for you and is more likely to
give you diabetes than actual sugar because your body knows how to process real sugar.
Right.
Somebody should do a fucking episode about this.
Oh, we should. Okay. So which one are we drinking, Brad?
I said we're drinking the peaches
and cream. Oh, the peaches and cream? Oh, that's right. I'm so sorry. I was not paying attention.
Really? When you looked up, you said you're going to look up the peaches song.
I do. I have it, actually, and it's by 1112, not D12. Sorry, Eminem and Dr. Dre.
I thought you were going to say One Direction.
No, it is by 1112. That's that. All right. Well, that's a good happy hour. You know, I would much rather us buy the limeade than Sprite.
And you're supporting local.
Supporting local, and we can order it here online.
That's how cancel culture is supposed to work in a fucking democracy. You spend money on the shit that you like. Mm-hmm. You don't just You don't just have one option and call it fucking
call
freedom.
It good. Yeah. Well, thank you for that happy hour. All right. Check, please.
Check,
what
please.
Did we learn today?
I learned that there is obviously something rotten in Denmark. When it takes this long to shut down a business that has been a problem within the community for as long as it has, and that there's obviously, you know, look, the DPD has entirely too much on their hands. I'm sure just like everyone else, they are short-staffed and they're dealing with all sorts of issues. And there has definitely been an increase in crime and things that they're getting pulled away from to do. And that's something that is, you know, ongoing. It's not like it's new to the pandemic. It's definitely more sharply increased since the pandemic, I think. But it's not like a bar like Beta wasn't a problem before coronavirus came around. It was a problem. There are people within the local city government and other aspects of the bar community that have not done their due diligence to make sure that this place closed sooner. That led to more violence, that led to more death. That is disgusting. I am glad that something was finally done. And really, my hat's off to the police officers who did go in, who did do the work, who did put together a case and made it finally come to fruition.
Yeah.
I'm sorry for the loss of these family members too. You know, I mean, it's fucking crazy.
Yeah. Bill?
Oh, I learned that there's a national shortage of Twist-Off bottles.
Oh, what? Snap. Yeah,
I'm looking at the fucking website right now. It says that.
Like, in amongst everything else, how in the world do we get here?
I mean, we're not dealing with enough. It says all flavors are now available in cans due to the nationwide shortage of Twist-Off bottles. Some flavors may now be Pry Tops.
You know that there was a shortage of cans
long
time.
No, I did not.
Because of the amount of beer that was being purchased from liquor stores
during
the pandemic and quarantine and everything like that, the big places like, you know, your Miller Coors and your Anheuser's and whatnot, they bought up all the cans.
Oh, wow.
And so we couldn't get beer from certain distributors, from certain breweries, because they didn't have... Odd 13... could only get their hands on 16-ounce cans. They couldn't get the 12-ounce cans.
Crazy.
So everything that they were producing for a while was in a 16-ounce can, or you had to buy a keg or something else.
That's crazy.
It's a fucking wild world we live in.
Well, I didn't know that. That's a good learn. Yeah. That's crazy.
I didn't know that either.
And also, thanks to Bill, I also learned that, little ground-up baby bones or whatever are used in producing sugar.
Sugar cane. Yeah, interesting. Well, in processing sugar cane. I learned that, as a part of our big organism, the service industry, it is about community. And we have a lot of crappy owners out there in our community. And we have a lot of really great owners out in our community. But, the crappy ones that go this far that just don't seem to care about their employees whatsoever. Like, and I've worked for employers that don't really care about me. I'm expendable.
Absolutely.
I could be fired at any second and it's no skin off their back.
Or get fired upon.
Right.
I fire back.
But this person who owned Beta, man, that really hurts our community, and you're the most rotten apple in our barrel.
Yeah.
You shouldn't even be a part of our barrel whatsoever. I mean, you just make all of us look bad, and that's not right. That's not right at all. Because, the whole point of hospitality is to be hospitable and to give back to the community. And
I'll tell you what, and I'll add on to that, because what you're saying is very important. And you had mentioned that in the article, he said that he's just trying to do the best with what he was given or whatever. Well, let me tell you something. He now has the opportunity to do better.
Yeah. Yep.
He really has the opportunity now. Yeah. Because otherwise, this is the stigma that follows him.
Yep.
This is his opportunity to come back and do something better. Why don't you turn your nightclub into a church or a mission or
a
homeless shelter. That's what I'm looking for. Thank you.
That's exactly what fucking downtown needs right now.
Right. Yep. I mean, turn it into something and actually do better. Why don't you turn it into a drug rehabilitation center? Mm. Into
I don't think there's a lot of money in these things.
In an anger. Mm. Well, it doesn't matter. Yep. Maybe it's not always about the money. This guy's sitting on a gold mine of a location.
Yeah.
Why not do something better for the community to repair the damage that having that kind of establishment has done?
Yeah.
I would love to see that, but something tells me that's not how that's going to work.
It's going to happen. On that note, thank you very much for listening. We really do appreciate every single one of you. Much love to all. Make sure to go ahead and hit that subscribe button. If you want to leave us a review, please do so on any podcast platform that you listen to. Go ahead and hit that cute little heart button on Instagram, the thumbs up on Facebook. Share, 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 and we will catch you on the flip side. Y'all come back. You hear?
Not you, owner of Native. You don't come back.
Owner of Native?
Oh, God, I did it again. Fucking Beta. God, that is some like deep fucking PTSD I got going on from that place.
Is in there.
Jesus.
All right, later, Peters.
There's 20.
Oh, yeah, 28 bones
in the human hand. 29 if you're lonely.